Are you looking for a sweet escape from reality? Jaylana definitely has a story to tell. As an author, playwright, blogger, and podcaster, Jaylana uses her creative magic to put some spice back into your life. Jaylana Stivett is her name, and eroticism is her game. Her book, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, is the urban 50 shades and is an escape so thrilling, it will leave you both satisfied and searching for your next journey. Her podcast, Sex and the Single Girl, is for the grown and sexy as she explores dating in a fun and playful way. Come, take this journey with Jaylana Stivett. She's sexy, she's sassy, and a whole motherfucking vibe. Hello, hello, hello. My name is Jaylana Stivett, the author, and I am saying welcome back to Sex and the Single Girl. Wow, y'all, I had to take a break last week because a sister is tired, okay? A sister was tired. I had to just sit down, relax, and regroup and just revamp and do some things differently. But y'all understand it when you're on the grind. You understand, you know what I'm saying? So, and as I give you the church announcements, you'll really, really understand what a sister is talking about. So I am so glad to be back. A sister is still busy, but glad to be back. But busy is definitely good. I don't know about y'all, but busy's definitely good in Jaylana's world. So, anywho, let's get right to the church announcements. I always like to start with a little bit of gratitude. So I want to thank all of my listeners for tuning in. You know, I want to thank you in the United States. I want to thank you in Norway and Sweden, Australia and India and France and Canada. Thank you so much, so much. My audience is growing by leaps and bounds, y'all. I told you. So this is the place to come for a little bit of grown and sexy erotica. So I'm glad that you are here. Now, when I said I had to do some revamping and just sitting down and relaxing, so some things have changed, guys. But they've changed for the better, and these changes are here to stay. Okay? So, November the 6th, we talked about being in Atlanta, Georgia. Well, there has been a change. Actually, Jaylana Stivett will be in Columbus, Ohio for a night of erotica. And it's, again, November the 6th. And it's going to be at the Valleydale Ballroom, y'all. The Valleydale Ballroom on Sunbury Road. I have all the rest of the deets for you. But yeah, it's going to be a good time. It's going to be a night of erotica. We're going to be hosting some auditions for some of the talent that's going to be displayed at the event. You're going to have a little bit of a listening party for the audiobook, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. We're also endeavoring to have a special guest host. So stay tuned on the deets for that. Okay? And okay. Now, you can follow me on social media on Instagram at Jaylana_Stivett. You can also follow me on Facebook at Jaylana Stivett, the author, and my personal page, Jaylana Stivett. I'm also on Twitter at JStivett. And then to simplify, you can just go to www.jaylanastivett.com where you can access all of my social media handles and all of my upcoming events and see some photos from some previous events, etc., and etc. So, now that we got the church announcements out of the way, let's get right into our latest episode. It is season 2, episode 14, Spa Day Continue. Remember, Tammy was supposed to give her girls the tea on how she became a money launderer. OMG. Well, with that being said, I'm not going to give y'all the deets on the church announcements. You're going to have to tune in to hear what happens. So, after an announcement from our sponsor segment, from our sponsor. Oh, I'm just twisty today, but like I said, I've been busy. So, after announcement from our sponsor, we're going to get right into the next episode, season 2, episode 14. Spa Day, part 2. As the attendants wrapped up our massages, I decided to focus on Tammy. Dealing with the tension between Kamara and I was too much to take in. And it was obvious she didn't want to address it either. In this dynamic, I guess only one elephant in the room could be addressed at a time. I said, "So Tammy, now that we have a little bit of privacy, bitch, you have to fill us in on how all of this has come about. And what is it that you do anyway?" Tammy said, "I knew you ladies we're itching to get the tea." Kamara said, "Well, yeah, duh. Girl, you and I both know we were making the same type of money. Then suddenly, boom, here comes the glow up. So yes, as your closest friends, you must give us the details." "You're right. Y'all are my besties. And yes, the glow up has been real. But what I'm about to share with you ladies, not even our own families know all of the details. What I'm about to share stays in this room, and my livelihood depends on it. Do you ladies understand that?" I said, "I think we get it, Tammy. But are you and Austin in danger?" "No, absolutely not, sissy. Y'all really need to stop watching Scarface." We all laughed. Then Tammy continued with her story. "Well, it all started about a year ago. Austin and I had just come from visiting his father in Los Angeles. We booked a flight back, and Austin's ass was being cheap, and we decided to use a discount airline. Austin wanted to get back sooner than later, and this airline was the only one with flights that would accommodate our schedule, or so he said. The truth is, at the time, his employer had just notified him that his position was being phased out over the next 30 days. And we were dealing with that, sissy, and Kamara. I guess booking a coach flight on a cheap airline was Austin's way of saying he was serious about cutting the corners. The ride was turbulent, and the airplane had experienced some mechanical problems while we was in the air. Because of this, our flight was derailed into a smaller airport in Duluth, Minnesota. They offered Austin and I accommodations at a Motel 6 for the evening with a promise of another plane in good condition the following morning. Or we could book with another airline, Unfortunately, there were no other flights available, and I refused to spend the night in a seedy hotel. So Austin and I decided we would rent a car, drive to the nearest hotel for a good night's rest, and take our chances on the drive the rest of the way home. So anywho, we picked up a rental car just in the nick of time. There were only two rentals available due to the time, and they were both luxury vehicles, a Mercedes and a Mustang. So we were told by the lady at the rental car counter that the Mercedes was already reserved, which left the Mustang. So they gave us the rental at a discounted price, considering there were no more cars available. We put our bags in the back seat and headed to the nearest Hilton Hotel, which happened to be about 50 miles away. In the morning, true to form, Austin got up early and we both headed home. On the drive back, I thought it would be great for Austin to keep the car for a few more days, so we weren't in a hurry to take the car back. When we got home, I told my son Brandon to get our things out of the car while I was in the shower. When I finished showering, Brandon asked me why we had taken so much stuff on the trip. I looked puzzled because not only did I see Austin in my suitcase, but three duffel bags and a weird-looking machine. I called Austin into the room and told Brandon he could leave. I said, "Austin, close the door. Where did all this extra stuff come from? Are you going somewhere? And what is that machine?" Austin was like, "Baby, that's not my stuff." "Okay, well, you know it's not mine. Was this left in the rental?" "Yeah, probably so. I'm gonna open one of the bags and see if there's something that can identify who this belongs to. But in the meantime, maybe call the rental car company." "Okay, babe." I walked over to the nightstand to get my cell phone. I picked up the number to dial. I then heard Austin say, "Baby, hang up the phone. Hang up the phone right now. Just hang up the phone." I turned around like, "What?" And then my eyes got big as I couldn't believe what I was seeing. "Sissy, Kamara, the duffel bag that Austin opened was full of money. Cold hard cash, sissies. I couldn't believe it." "Bitch, what?" "Yes, sissy. You know my ass panicked. But Austin calmed me down and, of course, took control of the situation. So we agreed to put our findings away in a safe place in the house. Since Michelle and the baby just moved out, we found a hiding place there. Austin said he had a feeling that we would be hearing from the owners and it wouldn't be wise or good karma to dip into that money at any time. I was down with that. Well, a few weeks later, we found out the money had an unusual visitor. And there was a knock at our door. Austin said, "Can I help you?" "Allow me to introduce myself to you, Austin. My name is Roberto Cervantes." Don't worry about how I know your name. Tammy's and other family members that you have. How's your father doing back in L.A.? Good, no? Let's have a talk, shall we? And don't worry, this is not a hostile visit." Austin looked surprised. He even stepped to the side and let Roberto enter the house.
"Tammy, how are you, Tammy? You look beautiful today.
Brandon is at work, no? Is he liking his new job? Don't worry, Tammy. It's like I was telling your husband. Not really, but you two have been together for a while, no? Kamara said, was that guy all in your business like that, Tammy?
Girl, yes. He knew all of our ins and outs. Roberto then got right to the point.
Tammy, Austin, I'm a man who doesn't mince words, so let's get right to it, shall we? There apparently was a mix-up at the rental facility with one of my new contacts. Sometimes you just can't trust an ordinary person to be extraordinary, no? So, to make a long story short, I believe you came in possession with some items that belong to me, and from the way you've been moving over the past couple of weeks, you still have my items, no?
Austin said,
Mr. Cervantes, please call me Roberto.
Roberto, we still have your belongings, all of them.
Perfecto! Now, we can get down to business. I told you we needed to talk, no?
Well, what else is there to discuss, if you don't mind me asking?
Austin, I'm glad you asked. You see, I'm in kind of a predicament. I think the two of you will be perfect to help me. Our meeting is fate, is it not?
I opened my mouth to speak, and nothing came out.
The very fact that my nephew got sloppy with what was supposed to be his assignment is neither here nor there. I think the two of you came in possession of my belongings for weeks, and that money needs to be moved. I think the two of you can do it, no?
Austin and I both said,
moved? Moved where? Tammy, Austin, oh, don't worry about that. I will show you everything, no? And the two of you could use the income now that Austin has been retired early. As a matter of fact, I think this may be more beneficial for your family. Tammy, Austin, what I am offering you is an assignment of a lifetime. One that if you do and can accept, will change the trajectory of your whole family for generations to come.
I got scared, and I asked, well, do we really have a choice? This sounds like some cartel type shit. Roberto then looks me up and down and laughs.
Tammy, you are funny, no? You, my love, could never be part of the cartel. I'm just asking you guys to help me out this one time. And if the pay is to your liking, well, let's just say we have officially formed a friendship.
I don't know why, but Austin and I agreed to help Roberto. He showed us how to work the machine, and Austin and I surprisingly had a knack for it. You know, counting money. It took us all of 2 hours to count the 3 duffel bags, and Roberto was impressed. He wasn't lying either when we got our payout. Let's just say it was enough to pay off Austin's car, and we paid the mortgage up 2 months. And that's how it begins, sissies.
Kamara said, okay, so I have so many questions. How often do you do it? How do you get paid?
I know Roberto said you could never be a part of the cartel, but is he?
Baby, listen. I gave you what I could give you, Kamara. And that's all you need to know. Okay?
I said, well, the Queen Bee has definitely spoken.
I get it, sissy.
So there probably must be a certain level of discretion to what you're doing.
Oh, no doubt.
So, Kamara, not being shady, my love, but some things are better left unsaid.
Kamara said, okay, so I have so many questions. How often do you do it? How much you get paid? I know Roberto said you could never be part of the cartel, but is he?
Baby, listen. I gave you what I could give you, Kamara. And that's all you need to know. Okay?
I said, well, I guess the Queen Bee definitely has spoken. I get it, sissy. There probably must be a certain level of discretion with what you're doing.
Oh, no doubt. So, Kamara, it's not being shady, my love, but some things are better left unsaid.
Kamara nodded her head in understanding. I reflected on everything Tammy had just told us. That shit was heavy, a little crazy even. But we had to give the woman her privacy in this situation. If for anything else, her own well-being. Somehow, I knew my girl had made an ally out of someone who was obviously influential in his organization. I knew my girl well enough also to know that she was able to handle herself. So I decided to trust Tammy, knew better than me what she wanted for her life, and we decided to move on with the subject. We spent the rest of the spa day getting pampered, having drinks, and enjoying our girlfriend time. The next morning, true to her word, Tammy took the jet and handled her business. This left me alone with Kamara, the other elephant in the room. I sent Kamara a message to see if she wanted to spend time by the pool. Surprisingly, she agreed. I was thinking this would go smoother than I thought. I gathered my things and agreed to meet up with Kamara in about an hour. Once I arrived, Kamara was already taking in the sun. She seemed to be in a state of thought.
Hey, lady. I'm not interrupting, am I?
Nah, not at all. I just got off the phone with Damien.
So, how is he, by the way?
You know, since he made it beyond the 90 days. She looks at me and says, don't ask.
Like, really?
Okay.
Like, yeah, you can ask. The sex life is an uphill battle. Like, literally. In the beginning, he was down to being in an open relationship. But that quickly changed once he decided that he would be helping me financially, which he volunteered for. Then there is the sex part. This man can't get it up or keep it up. And now I'm supposed to be to blame.
Okay, wait a minute.
How, Kamara, are you to blame?
Girl, he had the audacity to say he's attracted to a thinner woman.
Excuse me?
Girl, yes.
And how long have y'all been seeing each other again?
Wouldn't this have been good to know back then? And from the looks of you, I'd say you've lost weight since I've seen you last.
You look great, by the way. 20 pounds lighter, to be exact. And thank you. But yeah, even after losing 20 pounds, he still has something to say.
What do you mean he has something to say, Kamara?
About the way I look.
He has the audacity to say he thought my face was pretty, so he went with it.
Meanwhile, he can't even put it down in the barrel. Girl, bye. And now he wants to be exclusive. Kamara, what are you going to do? To be honest, I don't know. We definitely can't continue like this. And bitch, I feel like you put a hex on me. What? Bitch, how sway? Because ever since we got into it, I've been thinking about calling Tyro. I busted out laughing. She looked over at me and shook her head. And I said, girl, don't blame that shit on me. And if you do go back down that road, I am not going to be responsible for what happens next. Like I told you before, I'm minding my own pussy. And bitch, that's a full-time job within itself. Minding your own pussy, huh? So you did decide to take the cookie out of the cookie jar. How'd that go, by the way? And was it good? At least tell me that. For now, I gotta live vicariously through you, apparently, if I'm gonna stay in this punk-ass relationship. Guess who called me, by the way? Let me guess. 9 minus 2? How'd you know? How long has it been, anyway? You've moved on and you're doing better and you haven't reached out to him. Of course he's gonna resurface. What the fuck does he want, anyway? Girl, who the fuck knows? I left his ass on red for now. You know what I'm saying? What Seven wants is irrelevant. Whatever he needs, he has his baby for. Remember? Anyway, I was all in your business just now about the cookie jar. So, who are the lucky guys?
Guy.
Okay, bitch. I see you got jokes. There was only one guy, by the way. And Boo Boo Kitty and I have been very selective about who we spend our time with. You gonna stop playing me like that, sis? You know I'm teasing you, girl. Put your big girl panties on and quit being emotional. Damn, whoever it is must have put some good dick on you, because you really ain't yourself, sis. You need a Snickers? Bitch! Kamara. For real, Jay, who is he? He must be somebody new. Actually, he's someone I slept with a few times before. Phoenix. Phoenix? I think I like him. And he putting it down too? Be careful, sis. Next thing you know, you'll be throwing the L word around. Oh, never that. My life nor my schedule has room for that. I'm like Scarface. First you get the money, then you get the power, then you get the bomb ass man with the devil dick. We both laughed. And just like that, the elephant in the room was no longer an elephant. Kamara had her own problems to address. She was at a crossroads. She has to decide if this relationship she's in is even worth continuing. Or will she call Tyrone? And what about me? She told me to be careful with Phoenix. But I say I have everything under control. Phoenix and I are having fun for now. And there is no need to stop this man from showering me and treating me like a queen. Especially if he has bomb ass dick. What woman would refuse that? But as for love, I haven't got a care for it. Nor the time, nor the energy. And I'll say it again. As for love, I haven't got a care. The spa trip gave me hella things to put in perspective. One, minding my own business and pussy is essential. Two, my friends had a whole lot of shit going on bigger than me. And three, those damn sex toys needed to be put in their motherfucking place. I had to deal with all three of those things one at a time, but right now I didn't want to think about any of it, so I didn't. And neither did my girls. As a matter of fact, when Tammy came back with the jet, we spent the rest of our time being pampered, shopping, and pouring much tea.